Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM. Amenyankondo. Niwati fundo. Amayanka mumoto. Animenyankondo.
Hey guys, this is Esther Chungu, and you are listening to Power FM 91.3. 100% dead and afro.
It's okay.
Know that arrow flies by day. Know the terror comes by night.
Power FM.
Ukraine. Take back that 2 minutes. I go by the name of Dark Knight Zedem. What that simply means is that I'm rapping Zambia to Africa, Africa to the world to the universe. I complete the world.
Caroline with a biggie body, says she wants from something that I've never seen. Mama said,
you're listening to Power
91.3 FM.
Hit soldier.
The heavy of the DJ fees at YMCMP. The heavy of the DJ fees at YMCMP. We feel the power, baby. It's Power FM. Feel the power.
Feel the power. Feel the power. Feel the power.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Southern African Center for Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACORD, warns against politicizing summoning of Archbishop Alec Banda by DEC as it has the potential to trigger tension in the country. UPND Dudumwezi Member of Parliament Edgar Singombe speaks out against intra-party conflicts in Southern Province. In international news, Senegal to ramp up education, health and water investment in 2026. And finally, in sports news, Gabon's Afghan exit triggers political crisis at home.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The Southern African Center for Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACORD, has called on politicians to avoid issuing statements or political statements on the summoning of Archbishop of Lusaka, Alec Banda, by the Drug Enforcement Commission, warning that if the situation is left unchecked, it could trigger political tension in the country. SACORD Executive Director Arthur Muyunda has observed the summoning of the Archbishop as a sensitive matter and that it should be handled with care. Meanwhile, Mr. Muyunda has expressed concern over the manner the summon was served to the Archbishop as opposed to posting it on social media. But he still believes that if the Catholic Archbishop committed an offense of money laundering, the summoning is a normal and formal way of the procedure. He, however, called on the Drug Enforcement Commission to conduct investigations without political bias or influence, emphasizing that any shortfall in this regard would be a clear demonstration of injustice.
Zambia is a democracy where everyone who is suspected to have committed an offense are brought before the courts to justify themselves and also to vindicate themselves. So the courts are used as a way of people getting themselves or being found guilty.
In the meantime, more political players and the Catholic have pledged their solidarity to the bishop as he reports for money laundering investigation at DC offices in Lusaka on Monday. Socialist Party SP leader Dr. Fred Bembe and his Economic Freedom Fighters EFF counterpart Kasonde Mwenda have so far announced their pledge to escort Archbishop Banda. Dr. Bembe explained that he will do so because he is a member of the Catholic Man's League, St. Peter's Parish, Garden Compound, Lusaka. Dr. Membe therefore issued a clarion call to all Catholics and Zambians of goodwill to turn out in huge numbers and accompany the Archbishop to the Drug Enforcement Commission. And within another development, the Drug Enforcement Commission seized 24 million kwacha and 2 million United States dollars last year through financial investigations and asset recovery. DC Director General Nathan Banda says that in 2025, 8 vehicles were forfeited to the state out of 65 vehicles seized. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Banda adds that the 2 helicopters were also forfeited and handed over to the Zambia Air Force to support its operations. Mr. Banda further says the commission seized 107 properties, comprising of 83 houses and 24 pieces of land during the same period. Out of these, 3 houses and 7 pieces of land were forfeited to the state. He says the DEC is currently handling 1,432 financial crimes and asset recovery investigations. Meanwhile, Mr. Banda says the commission seized 1,800 metric tons of illegal and controlled drugs across the country last year. He adds that 911 people were convicted out of 4,750 arrested in connection with drug-related offenses. Dudumwezi Member of Parliament Egda Singombe has appealed to the UPND members in Southern Province to stop infighting and unite following a unanimous passage of Bill 7. Speaking when in Livingston, Mr. Singombe urged members of Parliament, aspiring candidates, councillors, mayors and council chairpersons to begin working together and plan strategically for the future instead of engaging in internal conflicts. Mr. Singombe, who is also vice chairperson for politics in Southern Province, warned that continued divisions would weaken the province's political strength, stressing that leaders should organize themselves according to the popularity and areas of influence rather than fighting one another. Mr. Singombe thanked all members of parliament, especially those from Southern Province, for unanimously voting for Bill 7, noting that the bill had addressed long-standing concerns such as constituency delimitation. He said now that the issues that previously caused tension have been resolved, unity and cooperation were critical as the province prepares for future elections, including the presidential race.
May I also ask the people of Southern Province, members of parliament, aspiring candidates, to reduce infighting, because Bill 7 addresses a number of their concerns. Now, some of these constituencies are eliminated. And now what we need is to sit together and plan how we are going to campaign for the presidency. No more fighting. Can we keep fighting? Can we work together? Can we allocate ourselves defending our popularity? No more fighting, because Bill 7 has addressed those issues.
Zesco Limited has attributed the stable power supply currently being experienced across the country to long-term strategic planning and increased collaboration with external partners. Zesco Stakeholder Relations Manager Rose Sibisi further stated that the utility company has been working around the clock to activate various power projects to cushion the national grid. Ms. Sibisi explained that the current results are not accidental, but stem from a combination of factors activated background projects. She noted that the power utility continues to focus its core business of generation, transmission, and distribution.